You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey guys, did you have a good day flying? Did you maybe have an accident? Well, if you had an accident, you hit a tree or something and broke your drone or the gimbal, whatever it is, I've got good news for you. You've got to check out these guys, unmannedsas.com/drone you. Why? Because if you've got a broken drone, these guys are the right ones to fix it. Just check them out. For $29.95, you're going to ship your drone out. They're going to diagnose it. And if they end up fixing your drone for you, they're going to take 20 of that back and credit it towards the repair itself. Sounds like a pretty good deal, right? That's why you should go to unmannedsas.com/drone you so that a team of veterans from this great country can fix your gear. And the good news is, it's right here in the US of A. So you don't have to worry about if it's the new Chinese New Year. You don't have to worry about shipping your drone out and not seeing it for 12 weeks. It's going to be here in the States. So you got to check them out, unmannedsas.com/drone you. And if they ask you, what's your favorite podcast, make sure to say Ask Drone You.
Absolutely.
Definitely. But anyway, guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, since we're doing the robot voice today. And this is episode number 515. And we're having a great day. Hope you guys are too. Hope you're having the kind of weather we are, so that you're out there flying, practicing, having a great time.
I feel stupid sitting right here.
Why is that? Because we're not outside.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to do this at some point.
Living the drone life.
That's right.
That's why we have Fly Day Friday.
I cannot wait. It's only Monday. Dang it.
Gosh.
Might have to have Fly Day Tuesday.
Anyway, yeah. No, we're really excited to be here. Really excited for new stuff coming out. By the way, DJI is coming out with a new drone at NAB. DJI is also coming out with a whole new program at NAB. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the first I've heard of this.
Well, I should have told you last week when
you
I found out.
You should have.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. But that being said, we are very, very excited for this new year. It's going to be an interesting time with the new administration. I say that because they're very pro-business, but they're also very anti, they're very anti-duty taxes, meaning they are expecting to be paid. I wrote an article about the state of the drone industry with SUAS News, talking about what has been going on behind closed doors. The FAA is trying to slow this industry down even more. Yeah, believe it or not, because they feel like they are behind. The only way they can slow it down is with a duty tax on importing these bad boys, reclassifying them, and then they're no longer toys, and they could have a much more serious implication to the industry as a whole. I talked about that at SUAS News. Make sure to check it out. But Rob, let's go ahead and play that question.
Hey, my name is Cole, and this is my question. I am planning on launching my business in the next 1 to 2 months. It will have to do with aerial photography and videography, asset documentation for insurance purposes. I don't have a ton of money to pour into this to start, but I want to make sure that I'm not only getting the job done, but also providing great image and video. I am planning on doing one of three things with a $1,500 budget. Number one would be buying two Phantom 3 standards with extra batteries and blades. The second option would be buying a Mavic Pro with a few extra batteries and blades. Or the third option, buying a Phantom 4 Pro with no additional gear. My question is, what do you guys see as being the smartest move to start out with this type of business? Thanks.
I like the question. First of all, thank you, Cole. I think you're going to do well. Just the way that you've asked that question tells us that you're really thinking this through and planning it just a smart way. My hunch is that the P3 is probably a no-go.
Yeah, I think it's so outdated. It's really lost its luster.
Yeah.
So having the redundancy, the backup, definitely a good thing. But as you're getting started in this business, I'm guessing you also have a full-time job. Chances are you're not going to need that redundancy. And to be honest, there was a time in my life starting this when I just started living the drone life where I only had one battery. And I had to practice to get all my moves in one battery and then shoot in the inside of the home and charge that battery and go back out and get some more stuff. I mean, that was the reality of my situation.
How quickly will one of these batteries charge, just out of curiosity?
45 to an hour.
All right. So
It takes some time.
It's not quick.
No, but it's also doable. And as long as you're willing to swallow your pride, which if you have pride about this, maybe you shouldn't be in business. Well, I don't think Cole does, by the way.
No,
I just
want to
throw
all.
That out there.
I agree.
But that being said, Cole, simply stated, Phantom 4 Pro, the reason why is you said data acquisition for insurance companies and whatnot, you're going to need the resolution. Also, you can really kickstart your business and have a much better look than your competition with the Phantom 4 Pro. Again, based on resolution and just the depth of color, that's what I would do, Rob.
Yeah, and the way that I would look at this is to plan to buy more batteries as quickly as you can. I mean, start saving up, what are they, $150?
Yeah, if that.
$130?
If that.
Right. So that, and by the way, that price is going to go down, particularly if they're going to be issuing or releasing new drones. I mean, that continually drives the price down.
I think the new drone that we're going to see is going to be an industrial grade drone.
Or enterprise level.
I don't think it'll be have really much effect.
Okay,
so.
Fair enough. Nonetheless, prices over time obviously go down. That happens pretty quickly. You'll be able to pick up some batteries relatively soon, I would think.
Definitely, yeah. And I, you know, be like me, eat some PB&J sandwiches for lunch and dinner for a week, and then you'll have enough money for the batteries.
Quit the Starbucks.
I already did that. Their coffee actually isn't that good.
I've heard that. I don't drink coffee.
The quality is really not that good. Like, to be honest with you, I go there for convenience, not for the quality of the coffee.
Because there's one on every corner.
Unless you're in Seattle.
And then there's not?
Nope. And that's funny because they're founded in Seattle.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Anyways, cut out the Starbucks, cut out the going out for lunch, save for some batteries.
Drink water.
All these are going to be good things for you anyways, right?
Dieting-wise,
like water.
Yeah.
And
I mean, this is like dual purpose here.
Yeah.
Lose weight, feel great, fly drones.
I was a little surprised. What more do you need?
Nothing.
That's a life plan right there.
Nothing.
I was a little surprised that you skipped right by the Mavic, but there doesn't seem to be any question in your mind.
Well, the Mavic is essentially the same sensor as the Phantom 3 with just different glass and different software. So it does look nicer than a Phantom 3 image, but all in all, it's really not that much nicer. I love the Mavic, but there's no attitude mode. You're not going to get the smoothest of the smooth motion. I mean, if you saw that live stream I did on Facebook, yes, I did a 15-minute live stream with the Mavic over water the entire time to show people whether it was truly possible to do that and do it smoothly. And I think you'll see whether that's true or not if you check it out. My personal Facebook page, I should actually post that in the DroneU community so other people can see it as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I skipped over it because if he's starting a business, he's got to have a competitive advantage.
Right.
And one way to do that is have better equipment, but you got to know how to operate it too. So when I say he could have an advantage over his competition, that's only if he knows how to edit photos properly. I still see these images all the time from people who have aerial companies, this massive arcing horizon line. And it's just like, guys, you've got to create rectilinear pictures that are going to be, you know, they look natural. You know, and the straight horizon line looks like how you see the world.
Sure.
So anyway, I think that's vital. That's why I skipped over the Mavic.
All right.
I love the Mavic, but it's also very fragile. And if you're not a skilled drone pilot, I mean, every day in the Mavic Pro owners group, you see broken drones all the time.
We have to talk about that. Maybe a different podcast. I want to know more about that.
About broken Mavics?
Yeah, like why that's the case, why they're breaking so many of them, why it's harder to fly, if that's what you're saying, all that kind of stuff.
A lack of education.
So maybe what you're saying is that people that are buying the Mavics are generally beginners.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They're also the people that are like, if I buy a camera at Best Buy, then this must work right out of the box too.
Yeah.
That's not the truth.
Cool.
Just so you guys know, if you do buy a Mavic Pro, there are three things that can go wrong before you ever fly it. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And if you want to learn what those three things are, check out thedroneu.com.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. For they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.